Here's what Connecticut is saying about Lisa Wexler.
You have the kind of show where you always learn more from it after you hear it.
Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
Well, I certainly hope that's true. Welcome back to the show. 203-333-9422 is our number. Joining us now is the Republican choice to become the next state senator to replace Alex Kasser, who represents all of Greenwich and parts of Stamford as well as New Canaan. Joining us right now is Ryan Fazio. Ryan, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Lisa. It's very exciting to be back.
I'm very happy to have you. So, Ryan, tell us again, what district number are we talking about?
We're talking about the 36th State Senate District. It's 36 out of 36, and it covers, as you said, all of Greenwich, parts of Stamford, with mostly Westover and North Stamford, but parts of the West End downtown in Springdale, and basically the western half of New Canaan.
And so let's talk. Okay, so that's a lot. And so you are running again for this. You lost the last time to Alex Kasser, who was running as an incumbent. And this time around, you're running. You've got two candidates. So you've got Alexis Gavanter, who is representing the Democrats, and you've got John Blankley, who is a Democrat, but he's running as an unaffiliate, not having gotten the Democratic endorsement. It is a three-way race. Is it on August 17th? Is that the correct date?
Correct. It's on August 17th, but voters could vote by absentee in their town clerk's office during normal business hours from now until August 17th as well, if they somehow can't make Election Day.
Excellent. And do they have to say that they can't make Election Day, or can they simply vote absentee ballot because they choose to?
They can vote. The Secretary of State's directives are that you could use COVID as an excuse for voting by absentee ballot, whether you vote absentee ballot at the town clerk's office or by mail.
Okay, so basically the vote is on now. So basically you can be canvassing for people to vote in your district. I've got a question, Ryan Fazio. How do people know they're in your district? How would they know that they're in the 36th?
So they could go to the Connecticut General Assembly website and look up who is my representative. If you Googled Connecticut State Senate, who is my state senator? It would take you to the Connecticut General Assembly website, and you type in your address. And if it says the 36th district vacant, no state senator, that means you're in my district. And you go to your normal polling location on August 17th, and you vote for your choice to fill the spot.
Will people be getting a postcard as to what their polling location is for this special election?
I don't think so, unless this our postcards that we're sending to voters will say that it's at your normal polling location. So if you live in, say in Chickahominy, you vote at Hamilton Avenue School. If you live in Glenville, part of Greenwich, you vote at Western Greenwich Civic Center, same as usual.
Okay. All right. So Ryan Fazio, first of all, congratulations on getting the nomination. I know it was not an obvious thing. You had a three-way race for it and then a two-way race for it. So tell us a little bit about you and what your passions are, and if you win, what you will be passionate about in Hartford.
Absolutely. So I grew up in this district. This district's my home. I attended the public schools here. I returned after, getting my degree to work in Stamford, mostly in the renewable energy space. And I've been an active volunteer in the community as well. 7 years I've volunteered in inner city schools. I deliver meals to our homebound elderly, which is what I just got done doing on my Tuesday morning.
That's nice.
I'm also a member of our town government, where I'm on the town legislative body in Greenwich and a member of the First Selectmen's Energy Efficiency Committee. So I think I have a broad amount of experience, but more than anything else, I love this district and this community. It's always been my home, and I want to serve it faithfully in the state Senate, where I think our state has been shortchanged by a failure of leadership for many years. I think the state of Connecticut can do far better than what it is getting right now. I know that because the people here are so wonderful, and I think we have all the assets and attributes as a state necessary to succeed fabulously. But We have this tied for the highest unemployment rate in the country now as a state. We've seen crime go way up, especially car theft and shootings and homicides. And we see a lot of, I think, poor leadership from our state government. So my focus is going to be to create economic opportunity for all people in the state, lower taxes and lower the cost of living. It's going to be to protect the public safety, reduce crime and support our local police. And it's going to be to improve our social services and protect local control of our town planning and zoning and our schools. I think with positive change to our state government that we can create a brighter future for everyone in our state.
We're chatting with Ryan Fazio. If you want to ask him a question or tell him your thoughts, particularly if you're from his district, Greenwich, New Canaan, Stamford, 203-333-9422 is the number. I'm sure we'd love to hear from you. Ryan, what do you think? What do you think about you'd be elected during a COVID pandemic that seems to, frankly, be changing daily with the headlines? I saw this morning that in New Canaan, the superintendent of schools is saying, we're not going to require masks unless the governor tells us that we have to. And right now he's not telling us that we have to. And I'm betting that by September we won't have to. So I don't want people to be unduly alarmed that in New Canaan public schools, we're not going to be requiring masks. That may change. That may be a different policy in Greenwich. It's been very local and localized. I'm curious to know where you stand if you win on the balance between what the state government should be forcing its citizens to do versus asking its citizens to do in the way of masks and or vaccinations. What are your thoughts on this?
That's a good question and a very important question, and one I'm getting more and more. 18 months into this pandemic, I think all of our policy decisions should err on the side of empowering and informing individuals and families to make decisions for themselves in order to keep themselves and their families safe. We should support them in targeted ways as public officials with how to do that, especially by disseminating information about the vaccine. Which is the number one way that adults can protect themselves from the virus. So the CDC data says that it protects against severe infection in excess of 97%. That is a fabulous innovation.
Ryan, I hate to interrupt you, but you're going in and out in a not very good connection.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. Wherever you are, you need to stay where you are. I don't know if you're multitasking as we all do, but I need you to be in a good focused place so we can hear you well. Okay?
Great. So,
okay.
Again,
okay.
I think that empowering families to make decisions for themselves about how to keep themselves safe is the best thing that leaders can do in our state. I think as to specific requirements or recommendations, I think local decision making is better and the most local is best. I do not think that the governor should have his emergency executive powers extended past 18 months, as is the case now. I think that's at best super constitutional. We are still the Constitution state. A balance of power and checks and balances is necessary, even if you like the governor, which, you know, a lot of people do, and I don't have anything against the governor, but we have to have checks and balances. The legislature, if the state government is making these decisions, has to be accountable for the decisions of the state government. People, including my opponents, whom I respect, but they were in the paper today saying they support the extension past 18 months of the governor's executive powers. I don't understand why you would want to vote for the run for the state legislature if you don't want to take an active part in the decision making. And the decision making, I think, should be to keep the decisions local. Facts change on the ground. Facts are different from community to community. Different communities have different rates of vaccination and different prevalence of the disease. So I think leaving it to local school boards and superintendents is the right decision for Connecticut at this point.
Okay. So you're saying that you think so you're not in favor of a statewide mandate. Thus far, Governor Lamont has not issued one with respect to anything, with respect to vaccinations or masks or anything. He's getting a lot of pressure at press conferences. When are you going to do it? What are you going to do? When are you going to do it? But he hasn't done it yet. And It's interesting because New York and California are more and more mandating their own workforces be vaccinated. But actually, Governor Lamont has said, taking a look at the collective bargaining agreements with the people who work for the state of Connecticut, it's not so easy, Ryan. It's not so easy. It's not so fast in terms of mandating. Masks are one thing, but vaccines are a wholly different thing. And he's not even sure he has the power to do it. So we'll see. But it is it is very much a conversation now in every conversation.
Yes. Yes, that's absolutely true. And listen, I the governor's in a difficult position. I do not think he has done necessarily a bad job in many departments. I've been actually before this race began, I was in the paper with an op-ed in Greenwich and Stanford papers. Complimenting him about the vaccine distribution program in Connecticut, which was simple. Mm-hmm. He spurned the left wing of his party, which wanted more special carve outs and vaccine distribution. He wanted to do it in a simple manner, just by a descending order of age. I think that was the right decision at the time. And I think it proved the right decision in hindsight, because Connecticut now has the second or third highest vaccination rate in the country. So in many ways, I think the governor has done a good job, especially with regard to vaccinations. And I hope he holds the line on statewide mandates and heavy-handed lockdown protocols. And I also hope he relinquishes his emergency powers soon.
Yeah. Do you know him, by the way? He's another Greenwich guy. Do you know the Lamont family, Ryan? We're chatting with Ryan Fazio. No?
I don't. I don't. We have mutual friends, but I don't know the governor personally.
All right. So now let's hear about your personal life. We're chatting with Ryan Fazio. He's a Republican. He's a very good looking young man. Are you married, single? What's the situation?
Lisa, this is going to be very boring for your listeners if they hear about my personal life.
It's not boring. I'm the personal. Go ahead.
I'm not married. I live in Riverside. Very active in the community, a lot of friends and family locally. My parents actually moved, don't live in Greenwich. One lives in Norwalk, one lives in Texas. My brother, I have two younger brothers, a younger sister, a lot of cousins and aunts and uncles, and, big happy family, a lot of good friends in the area. Just a very, very lucky guy who loves the place that he's from and is trying to give back to the community.
Okay, so I'm filtering, and I'm hearing 31 years old, handsome, good-looking guy, and single. That's all I need to know. That's it. So the wheels can turn, and I can think, do I know anybody to fix you up with? Is anybody listening? You must get this all the time, Ryan. You must get this all the time.
Probably less than you'd think.
You need to get it more. Yeah, people need to help other young people find the right person. They do. My daughter got married last August, and she met somebody because that was a delight. I adore him. It is a big congratulations because I love him so much. And they were down in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's a very different culture down there, Ryan. Because when she moved there, she said, "Mommy, I think I'm going to find a boyfriend here because everybody wants everybody else to be a couple." It is embedded in the culture down there. Whereas in New York, nobody gives a crap. Yep. You show up single to everything and there's no pressure to be attached at all. The opposite is true down south. So she went to a dinner. She happened to go to a dinner at a rabbi's house. And a girl there said, "So what are you looking for in a guy?" And she knew. She's 26 years old. She knew what she wanted. She gave the list. And this same girl asked a single guy, "What are you looking for?" And he knew. And they were both, interestingly enough, looking for someone to debate with. You can appreciate that. You're in the public life.
I could.
And so she fixed them up, and the rest is history. But the point is, she was looking to match people up. So I like to do that too, Ryan. So I'm going to keep you in mind, if you would mind telling me.
That means a lot.
You could just tell me on the air. So what if you were looking for a girl? What are you looking for? What are you looking for in a girl?
I think, I tend to find myself attracted to people, women who are intelligent and assertive and opinionated, and it's probably not a dissimilar thing than you just described.
That's funny. Right. Okay.
I'm sure it's tough to deal with me because I am the same way. But that's kind of the type of personality I'm attracted to.
So there it is. I'll have to keep that in mind. She's taken, but I'll have to keep that in mind. Anyway, Ryan Fazio, I really look forward to one day meeting you in person. August 17th is the very big day. What are you going to strategize in terms of getting the vote out among the people that are your constituents, that people that you think should be voting for you? How are you going to get them to vote August 17th? It's the dead of summer. People are away. Tell us about, you know, what your team is doing.
Exactly. So we're telling our supporters that we want them to make a list of 10 or 15 friends and family members who are sympathetic to our cause of positive change in Connecticut and convince them, make a plan with them to vote, whether they go to the town clerk's office during normal business hours during the week from now until August 17th and vote by absentee in person in the town clerk's office, or complete the process of voting absentee ballot by mail over the next 2 weeks. Or voting at their normal polling location on August 17th. We want as many people to voice their opinions about this important election. I think that the eyes of Connecticut are on this election and for the voters in our district to render a verdict about whether they think the status quo is acceptable or not in Connecticut. So I'm counting on a team effort here, a grassroots effort. There's a lot of energy. A lot of people are paying attention. And I want people to know that there's three easy ways to vote, and that it's important for them to have their voice heard here.
Okay, so absentee, showing up at the polls. What's the third way?
Absentee by mail, absentee okay. In person in the town clerk's office, which is very, okay. very easy. You can go okay. to the town clerk's office anytime from now until election day during business
got
hours
it.
And vote right there. It's so easy. Or as
okay,
you said, on election
that's very
day.
Good. You got it. Ryan Fazio, good luck, and we await the results. And if you win, you'll have to come back on to talk about being a new state senator. And even if you lose, we will be following your career with interest. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me once again, Lisa. Have a great day.
Thank you. Ryan Fazio on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.